KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to a mostly cloudy here today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, a Stanton man was arrested Wednesday after an investigation into possible child abuse. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says it was contacted by the Iowa Department of Human Services to assist in an investigation of possible child abuse on April 1st. As a result of the investigation, deputies arrested 24-year-old Casey J. Elwood of Stanton. Elwood was charged with child endangerment causing injury, a Class D felony. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. Police in Creston say a man was arrested late last night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 36-year-old Justin Beckwith of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to comply with his pretrial release conditions on an original charge for controlled substance violation. Beckwith was later released from the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Page County arrested a man Wednesday evening after they investigated a vehicle in a pasture that was there without permission. During the investigation, deputies arrested Michael Wayne England II for trespass and interference with official acts. England was taken to the Cass County Jail and unable to post a $300 bond and was being held pending future court appearances. Police in Red Oak arrested a man early this morning on a disorderly conduct charge. Matthew Joseph Veek of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:45 a.m. and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on $300 cash bond. And Red Oak police arrested 51-year-old Larry Eugene Hall of Red Oak at around 2:30 p.m. Wednesday for public intoxication. Hall was taken into custody and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a man from Nebraska was arrested Wednesday afternoon on numerous charges following an investigation into the distribution of illegal substances in the county. 35-year-old Rex Kemechik of Omaha faces charges that include possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, felon in possession of a firearm, and a felony possession of contraband in a jail facility charge, with additional charges pending. Authorities say more than 2.25 pounds of methamphetamine was seized, along with packaging equipment and $500 cash, following a drug transaction that went down. Kemechik was arrested after he tried to elude deputies following the drug transaction. He went into a ditch near the scene shortly after the incident and was taken into custody at around 4:30 p.m. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Iowa State Patrol and the Fremont County Attorney's Office. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said a missing 15-year-old from Bedford and a 17-year-old male from Missouri have been found. An Iowa Motor Vehicle Enforcement Officer made contact with Emma Lee Lucas of Bedford and Matthew Peterson of Sheridan, Missouri, on Interstate 80 near Avoca. The teens were listed as missing earlier on the day on Wednesday and were thought to have been in a white 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office thanks the public for its help in trying to locate those individuals. Officials with Atlantic Municipal Utilities said yesterday that it was a tree limb falling on a power line that caused about 230 people to lose power Wednesday morning. The tree limb fell in the vicinity of West 29th and Willow Streets at around 6:20 a.m. AMU said all of its affected customers had their power restored by around 7:15 a.m. Winds at the time were gusting up to near 50 miles per hour. Other utilities had reported power outages as well, including customers from Southwest Iowa Rural Electric Cooperative in Adams, Cass, Montgomery, and Taylor counties. Mid-American Energy also reported scattered outages Wednesday in Griswold, Lewis, Carbon, Red Oak, and Villisca. The Glenwood Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Monday of 39-year-old Earl Eds of Glenwood. Eds was arrested for OWI third offense and failure to post SR-22 insurance. His bond was set at $5,000. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the following arrests. 22-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Council Bluffs was arrested for criminal trespass. 39-year-old Earl Fletcher Eds of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation. 63-year-old Teresa Ann Dillard of Pacific Junction was arrested on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of contraband. And 28-year-old Rodney Paul Kephart Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for interference with official acts. Hunter's bond was set at $300. Ed's bond was set at $5,000. Dillard's bond was set at $6,000. And Kephart Jr.'s bond was set at $300. A former Sioux City band teacher has pleaded guilty in a student sex case and will likely serve 30 days in jail under a plea agreement with prosecutors. 34-year-old Lucas Sersley pleaded guilty Tuesday to an aggravated misdemeanor charge of sexual exploitation by a school employee. The charge was reduced from a felony. The plea and sentencing needs a judge's approval. The agreement says Sersley must also serve 2 years of probation and register as a sex offender. He was arrested in December after authorities say he texted a 15-year-old student about having sex with her and sent the girl a picture of himself in his underwear. Sersley has resigned from his position as the Sioux City North High School band director. The Iowa Department of Transportation Sioux City Construction Office reports the opening of the Interstate 29 off-ramp, that's exit 147B, to the new southbound frontage road, and that's scheduled for 5 p.m. on Friday, weather permitting. Motorists will then be able to access Nebraska Street and Floyd Boulevard in Sioux City using the new south frontage road. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley will hold 3 town meetings in southwest and south central Iowa on May the 5th and 6th. As part of his annual 99-county meetings. On May 5th and 6th, Grassley will be in Bedford, Mount Air, and Leon. On Thursday, May the 5th, he'll be in Taylor County from 3:45 to 4:45 p.m. at the Taylor County Farm Bureau Meeting Room in Bedford. On Friday, May the 6th, Grassley will be in Ringgold County from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Ringgold County Courthouse in Mount Air, and in Decatur County from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Community Center in Leon. Again, that's on May the 6th. Grassley said he will continue his longstanding practice of holding constituent meetings in every one of Iowa's 99 counties. Iowa's senior senator has held a meeting in every county every year since he was first elected to serve in the U.S. Senate. His question and answer sessions are open topic and cover whatever subjects those attending choose to raise. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a 17-year-old boy has been killed by gunfire in Des Moines. Police say officers were dispatched at around 4:50 p.m. Wednesday after receiving reports of gunshots. The first officer to arrive at the scene found the wounded boy in an alley behind a house. He later died at a hospital. No names have been released. Police Sergeant Paul Parizic said several witnesses provided descriptions of a suspect, although no arrest has been reported. A report from the Iowa State Patrol released Wednesday afternoon shows excessive speed and alcohol were key factors in the fatal crash last month that left 4 people dead. A car driven by 25-year-old Benjamin Berry of Knoxville crashed into a Des Moines police SUV on Interstate 80 near Waukee on March the 26th, killing Berry and officers Carlos Puente Morales and Susan Farrell and a prisoner they were transporting, Tasha Nicole Hyatt. Patrol spokesman Sergeant Nathan Ludwig said experts reconstructed the accident scene.
The speed of Mr. Berry's vehicle at the time of the crash was 102 miles an hour approximately, and the speed of the Des Moines SUV unit was approximately 79 miles an hour at the time of impact.
He says neither driver hit the brakes before the crash.
There was absolutely no time for that. You have, 181 miles an hour of combined closing speed. That's why there was no braking upon either vehicle.
Toxicology reports show Berry had been drinking prior to getting on the highway.
State medical examiner's office reported that his blood alcohol content was a .223, which is almost 3 times the legal limit, and also showed a recent use of marijuana in his system.
The test showed no evidence of any drugs in the police officer's systems. The accident happened near the new diverging Diamond interchange, but Ludwig says alcohol is believed to be the reason for Berry going the wrong direction.
We believe that he may have gotten on at that interchange. It's clearly marked. There's nothing to indicate a person would head the wrong way. We're attributing that to his alcohol amount.
He says there were no 911 calls from people saying the car was traveling the wrong way before the crash, only the call after the crash happened.
It's about 8/10 of a mile from the interchange to the accident scene, and due to the fact there was no phone calls, we concluded that that's probably where he got on the interstate app.
Another factor was the early time of the morning when the crash happened and an incline in the roadway.
But at 12:30 in the morning when you're driving on the interstate, the last thing you probably think of is a car coming the wrong way at you and at the top of a steep incline, and that's where they collided.
The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.